I want to greet you all in the name of the Lord, and I bring you greetings from my church, Redeemer Reformed Church, and I thank you for the opportunity to be able to be with you.
我想以神的名义给你们带来这个问候，也以我的教会是叫 Reformed Church， 他们给你们带来的问候。
It is my privilege to be able to bring God's word to you today.
这也是我荣幸能把神的话带到这里。
And I pray that God would bless us all as we listen to His word and as we hear what His Spirit has to say to us.
让我们一起领受神的话语，在听到神的圣灵向我们讲话的时候，我也求神来保守这个讲台。
Well, brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, we have read the scripture passage from Exodus chapter 15 that I would like to preach on today.
主内的兄弟姐妹，我们刚刚读到出埃及这段经文。我愿意再把它用它们来跟大家分享。
Can we have a word of prayer moment?
我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father and gracious God,
亲爱的天父，那蛮有慈悲的神。
We come to you and we ask that you will open our hearts to receive what your Spirit has to say to us.
我们求你向我们说话，向我们显明你的灵向我们讲话。
We ask that you will cause your words to instruct our hearts.
我们求你用你的话让在我们心里动工。
Cause your spirit to warm our hearts towards you.
让你的灵让我们的心都热情起来。
And renew our hearts by your Holy Spirit so that we will not only be hearers of the word, but also doers of it.
让你的灵在我们心里头激动起来，使我们不光听到，而且要行道。
In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
我们靠主的名祷告，阿门。
Well, brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus Christ, I would like to remind you that the human body needs 3 to 6 liters of water a day.
主内的兄弟姐妹，我愿意提醒大家在这个人呢，每天都需要3到6升的水。
You see, without enough water, we get dehydrated, we will get a fever. We will be delirious, and we will even die.
如果没有水，那我们就会身体就会脱水，然后就会有这个不舒服，甚至可能会死亡。
So you have to understand that the people of Israel in the wilderness were in very serious trouble.
所以在这个以色列人的时代，我们应当意识到他们遇到了很大的问题。
They had not had water. For 3 days.
他们三天都不能喝到这个纯净的水。
So this is a very great trial that the people are under.
所以对以色列人来说，这是对他们是一个极大的考验。
I also want us to remember that God is the one who gives this trial.
我也提醒大家。这实际上是神给以色列人的这个试验。
And I thought of this when I was asked to preach here, because I understand that as a church, you also have been going under some very strong trials from the Lord.
当我被邀请来这里讲到的时候，我就想到这个主题。我想可能你们在你们教会里头也是遇到同样的试验。
And the question that comes to our minds often is why? Why does God give us trials?
所以常常我们会问一个问题，为什么神会给我们有这样的试验？
And this passage has something to tell us about why God gives us trials.
这段经文就会告诉我们为什么神 会用这样的试验来对付我们。
And one of the things we have to be will understand is that God gives us trials to perfect our faith.
啊，其中有一点我们需要明白，就是神用这些试验来啊坚固我们的信心。
God gives us trials to test whether or not we are going to obey Him and follow Him.
神用这样的试验来看我们是否啊真心的去服从顺服他。
And ultimately, God gives us these trials so that He can touch our lives and renew our hope and renew our faith in Him.
啊，最后呢，神用这些实验呢。让我们能在他心里能在他里能更新能更进一步的依赖神。
So the first thing I want us to look at from this passage is that this is God's test.
所以我们看的第一件事就是这个实验是从神而来。
God through Moses is leading Israel out into a large and dry and hot wilderness.
神借着摩西把以色列人带到一片大的荒野的这个沙漠地区。
You see, the path before Israel, God knows that the path before Israel is going to require that they learn how to live by faith.
神已经告诉以色列人说他们的前面的路需要他们的信心。
And God is putting Israel to a test to see how they'll respond.
那么神就试验这个以色列人，是他们对这个神有什么反应，对这个试验有什么反应。
Verse 22. Moses led Israel from the Red Sea, and they went into the desert of Shur. For 3 days they traveled in the desert without finding water.
那么二十二节这里讲到，摩西领以色列人从红海往前行，到了舒尔的旷野，在旷野走了三天，找不到水。
Now what the passage says is this is a real wilderness.
那么这就告诉我们，这确实是一片荒凉的沙漠。
But the Christian faith and the Christian life sometimes is also like a wilderness.
有的时候我们的这个信心，有时候我们的这生活也像这个旷野一样。
We sing the song, through many dangers, toils, and snares, I have already come.
我们唱过一段诗歌，就是说我们经过很多试炼。
You see, we learn to live by faith in the wilderness of life.
所以我们经过生活中的这旷野，我们的这个信心得到坚固。
And life and the world is a fallen, sinful place with many trials.
这个世界的生活对于我们来说，有的时候是出于罪恶之中。
So in this case, the test is they don't have any water.
在这个特别的例子，是以色列人没有水喝。
Now think about this. There are over 1 million people of Israel.
你想想看，那个时候有1-2万人。
And there were mothers and fathers, and there were little children.
那有父亲，有母亲，还有小孩子。
And the mothers and fathers are watching their little children struggling and thirsting to death.
那么父母看到小孩子没有水，他们在为他们的生命所搏斗。
Can you imagine that as a mother or a father, and they're desperate?
你可以想象，如果看到小孩子没有水喝，他们将要死的时候，心里是什么样的情况？
Now as they approach a place called Marah.
当他们要到了一个地方叫马拉，
Everybody hears that there's going to be water soon, and they're all excited.
那么每个人都听说那里有水，所以他们很激动。
But when they actually come to this pool of water at Marah, they find out you can't drink the water.
当他们发现这个水的时候，他们却发现这个水不能喝，是苦的。
The name Mara means bitter, and that's what the water was like at Mara.
那马拉呢，实际上的意思就是水，就是苦的意思，所以水是不能喝的。
Now, can you imagine how disappointed, and how frustrated, and how much struggle there is in the people when this happens?
你可以想象到，当以色列人看到这个水，水的却不能喝的时候，他们的心情会是怎么样的沮丧？
And there's the test, and the question is, how will they respond?
这就是试验，试验的情况，你会想象到他们怎么会去反应，对这个反应如何？
Now, brothers and sisters, we should never doubt that God also tests us in similar ways.
亲爱的兄弟姐妹，我们不应当怀疑神时时刻刻的会用同样的试验在我们身上。
And why does he do that?
他为什么这样做呢？
Because he wants to strengthen our faith.
因为他要坚固我们的信心。
He wants to strengthen our obedience.
他要坚固我们的顺服。
And this is an important part of what the Bible calls sanctification.
这也就是圣经里头要我们成圣的过程。
Sanctification is a process in which God is making us holy.
成圣也就是神要我们逐渐的成为圣洁。
He saved us through the blood of Jesus, but now he is renewing our lives so that we'll be holy.
借着耶稣基督的宝血，他救了我们，但是呢，他要我们通过成圣来更新自己。
But when a test comes, we have an opportunity to see what the state of our faith and our obedience really is.
当有试验的时候，我们能看到自己信心的光景。
You know, sometimes we think that we're pretty mature and pretty strong Christians.
有的时候，我们认为自己是非常成熟的，信心也是很坚强的。
We go to church, we go to Sunday school, we read our Bible, we pray.
我们星期天上教会，我们上主日学，我们每天读经祷告等等。
And we think we're pretty tough.
我们觉得我们自己信心很十足。
And then God takes our job away.
但是神有的时候把我们的工作拿去。
Or we lose our house.
我们的房子也失去。
Or sometimes a whole congregation can be tested.Losing a pastor, losing two pastors.
有的时候一个教会失去一个牧师，或者是所有的牧师都失去。
And now these things show us that really often we're actually very weak.
那么当这个事情发生的时候，我们就会发现我们真的是很软弱。
But God does not do this in order to make us fail.
但是呢，神不是说要试验使得我们都失败。
God does not do this to make us feel bad.
神也不是借着让我们感觉到非常的沮丧。
God does this to help us see the weakness of our faith.
神是借着这个让我们知道我们的软弱，我们信心的软弱。
You know, too often we don't look at ourselves the way we should, and so we blame others for our problems.
常常的我们不是以自己本有的时候看自己，而是说我们把这个怪罪于别人。
That's what happened here to Moses, isn't it?
这个也是我们今天所看的摩西的故事。
When the trial came, they blamed Moses. It's your fault, Moses.
以色列人看到这个神给他们试验，他们就埋怨摩西。
See, we often make excuses for our own failures.
所以我们有时候为自己的失败找很多借口。
Sometimes kids say, "My life is hard because my parents have dumb rules."
那孩子会讲，我们的孩子会讲，我们的这个日子过得很痛苦，是因为我们。父母给我们太多的这个借条。
Sometimes we just come out and say, "It's God's fault. God must be not like me.
有的时候我们怪神，我说也是神的错，因为他不喜欢我。
Sometimes we say it's my wife's fault or it's my husband's fault.
有的时候我们怪这是配偶的过错。
But we need to understand we live in a wilderness world.
但是我们要明白，我们确实是生活在类似于旷野的生活之中。
God is leading us on a journey of faith.
神带领我们走一个信心的路程。
And we are not to glory yet.
我们现在还没有到达荣耀的地步。
When Jesus saved us, He didn't give us a crown. He gave us a cross to bear.
当耶稣救我们的时候，他没有给我们一个冠冕，他给我们一个十字架。
The Apostle Paul says, "Through many trials and afflictions, we will enter into the kingdom of heaven."
那使徒保罗说，我们经过各种各样的试炼，我们能够到达神的面前。
So our lives are a series of tests.
所以我们的生活会面临一系列的试验。
And God is pressing us to see how to learn to live by faith.
那么神就用它来让我们知道怎么才能靠信心过得胜。
Well, look at how Israel handled the test.
那我们看以色列人是怎么去对待这个试验。
The passage says they grumbled.
那么24节，百姓就向摩西发怨言。
Some translations say they whined.
那么有的就说他们在抱怨。
Brothers and sisters, the fruit of the Spirit is not complaining and whining.
我们知道圣灵的果子不是说是抱怨言。
So instead of looking for someone to blame for our discomfort,
所以我们除了这个，我们不应当是向别人去抱怨。
In trials, first we should stop and recognize God is testing our faith.
当我们面临试验的时候，我们应该去想是神在试验我们的信心。
Now the second thing we want to point out.
那第二个我想指出的是
，is that God also intervenes for us.
那么神也会干预。
In verse 24, we read that Moses cried out.
那么24节，我们知道百姓向摩西发怨言，说他没有什么喝的。
He prayed in the middle of his trial.
那摩西呢，就呼求耶和华。
But notice Israel did not pray when they first came to the bitter water.
我们注意到就是当他们到这个地方没有水喝的时候，以色列人没有向神呼求。
You notice after Moses cries out in prayer, God answered him.
我们也注意到，当摩西呼求耶和华的时候，耶和华就听了他的祷告。
Verse 25 says, "The Lord showed him a piece of wood, and he threw it into the water, and the water became sweet."
那么二十五节就说，耶和华指示摩西一棵树，他把树丢在水里，水就变甜了。
See, that's a God-given intervention, isn't it?
所以这个神，这里就是指神介入了这件事情。
God made the waters that were bitter sweet.
神把苦水变成甜水。
Now that's a miracle, isn't it?
这是一个神迹，是不是？
There's no way to explain this by the wood itself.
如果光看这个树枝，那么我们解释不了为什么会。
God miraculously came and helped His people after they cried out to Him in prayer.
所以神奇的到来，而且把这个做成这个神奇的事迹。
But God is doing more than just helping their bodies.
但是神呢，不光是在这个满足了他们这个身体的需要。
What God is doing is healing their souls.
神在这里是把他们的这个把他们的灵治愈。
Look at the second part of verse 25 and then verse 26.
我们看这个25节的下半部和26节。
Then the Lord issued, this is the translation I have, the Lord issued a ruling and an instruction for them and put them to the test.
26节说，耶和华在那里为他们定了律法典章，在那里试验他们。
And he said, if you listen carefully to the Lord your God and do what is right in his eyes, if you pay attention to his commands and keep all his decrees, I will not bring on you any of the diseases I brought on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you.
26节说，你若留意听耶和华你神的话，又行我眼中看为正的事，留心听我的诫命，守我一切的律例，我就不将加与埃及人的疾病加在你身上，因为我耶和华是医治你的。
See, what God is saying here is he's saying, give me your faith.
所以神在这里说，将你的信心啊给我指明。
He says, give me your obedience.
啊，你要顺服。
Listen to my wisdom.
你要听我的智慧。
Listen to my commands.
听我的诫命。
Remember my ways.
记住我的道。
Remember my works and my power.
记住我所做的功，记住我的大能。
Remember my faithfulness.
记住我的信实。
Trust me and seek after me by faith.
用信心来来信任我。
Now I have to tell you, this is not a works salvation principle.
那我要告诉你，这个不是说以工作来赚取救恩的过程。
God says, out of gratitude for my salvation, live unto God.
这里神是说，靠我的给你们的恩典，你通过信心来生活。
But notice, our response starts first with the gospel.
这里注意到我们对这个福音的这个反应。
We say, Lord, you have saved me.
我们说，神，你救了我们。
Can you say that now?
你可以这样对你说吗？
Have you trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins and for the salvation of your soul?
你有没有信神，他拯救你，让你的这个灵恢复？
Well then, God now calls you to obedience.
神在这里却进一步让你顺服。
He says, I want you to live in obedience to me and my will.
他说我要让我希望你们能顺服我。
So this is a call to discipleship.
这也是这个他叫我们做门徒的这个呼召。
It is a call to a deeper commitment to Christ.
神要我们跟他有进一步的关系。
And that's what God was calling them to through this trial.
这也是这个神在这里对他们的呼召。
First he saves them.
首先他拯救了他们。
And then he says, now follow me where I will lead you.
然后说你要跟从我走到我带领你们去的地方。
You see, verse 26 talks about the Egyptians and the curses and diseases God had brought on the Egyptians.
这里特别讲到这个神加在埃及人身上的疾病。
And then he says, I won't bring those curses on you that I brought on the Egyptians.
神说他不会将这些带给埃及人的疾病带在以色列人身上。
Some of you kids, do you remember the plagues in Egypt?
这里有些年轻的你们是不是记得这个神加在以色列加在埃及身上的实灾？
He turned the water to blood.
他把水变成血。
He sent frogs all over the land.
他让这个空中降下这个各种各样的青蛙。
Remember the lice and all the bugs?
那还有虱子虱灾虫灾。
These were the diseases and the curses God brought on Egyptians.
这些都是这个神带给埃及人的灾难。
Now this passage says, if you will act like a Christian and not an Egyptian,
那么这里说, 如果你们像基督徒一样，而不是像这个埃及人一样,
then I will heal you.
那我就会给医治你们。
Do you see there's a difference, brothers and sisters?
你们可以看到这里有个区别。
If you're an Israelite, or to put it in our terms, if you are a Christian,
如果你是以色列人，或者用今天的话说，你是一个基督徒。
Then you trust in the God of Abraham and the God of Isaac and the God of Jacob.
那么你就会信任这个以撒的神，雅各的神。
And if you are placing your trust and your hope in God,
你就会把自己的信心放在神身上。
If you will follow God even in your trials,
即使在试验的时候，你也相信神。
Then he says, I'm not bringing a curse on you.
那么神就不会把他的咒诅加在我们身上。
God is saying, I'm not testing you to curse you.
那么神说，我不是要咒诅你，所以才试验你。
He is cursing them because he loved them, or he is trying them because he loved them.
他试验他们是因为他爱他们。
So God is not abandoning us in our trials.
所以神在试验我们的时候不是离弃我们。
He's not picking on you.
他不是挑我们的刺儿。
As one of God's, you are under his care and under his love always.
那么神的爱总是在我们身上。
And God says, you must believe this, you must know that.
神说你必须要相信这些，你必须要知道这些事实。
But he also says, you must obey me.
同时他也说，你们一定要顺服。
You must live according to my commands.
你们一定要照我给你们的律例典章所行。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第10章。
Starting with verse 11.
我们从11节看。
The Apostle Paul is referring to what happened to Israel in the wilderness.
那使徒保罗就是在这里就以这个以色列人的历史为背景。
Verse 11 says, These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us on whom the culmination of the ages has come.
那么这里说第11节，他们遭遇这些事都要作为借鉴，并且写在经上，正是警戒我们这末世的人。
So if you think you are standing firm, be careful that you don't fall.
所以如果你如果觉得你是这个行得正的话，你需要去警醒自己。
Verse 13, No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to us all.
那么13节这里说，你们所遇见的试探，无非是人所能受的。
And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear.
神是信实的，必不叫你们受试探过于所能受的。
But when you are tempted, He will also provide a way out so that you can endure it.
在受试探的时候，总要给你们开一条出路，叫你们能忍受得住。
And that's God's instruction to us in our trials.
这也就是神当我们遇到试验的时候给我们所指出的。
So I want to conclude with my final point briefly. God, the Lord, is your healer.
我想在这个时候结束，用简单的话结束。神是医治我们的。
He says at the end of verse 26, I am the Lord who heals you.
那么在这里26节说，我是那医治你们的神。The
Lord who heals you is a name of God.
这医治人的神是神的一个名，另外一个名称。And
heal means that he will heal physically and spiritually. It's a whole life healing.
这里说的医治是不光是这个啊，你身体的医治，而且也是灵命上的医治。
You see, at Mara, God demonstrated that He can heal in the middle of great problems.
啊，在马拉这个地方，神啊显明了他能够这个能够这个医治人。
So He's saying, know that you can trust Him.
所以呢，就是要神要人去相信他。
But Jesus is also a great healer.
耶稣也是一个医治的。
And Jesus was famous for many, many miraculous healings of people.
我们知道，圣经里头记载耶稣有很多行了很多的神迹。
But also on the cross, Jesus paid the penalty for our sin and the curse.
在十字架上，他用自己代替了我们的罪，死在十字架上。
And the Bible says, by His stripes we are healed.
那么圣经告诉我们，由于他，我们得到医治。
And so now we can be reconciled.
所以现在我们能够跟神和好。
Now we can have a good relationship with God.
我们跟神的关系可以和好。
So whatever healing we need, the Bible says, look to Jesus.
所以如果我们需要医治的时候，那圣经就告诉我们，啊，我们需要耶稣。
He can heal your disease. He can heal your pains.
他可以啊医治我们的病，医治我们的伤痛。
He can heal you emotionally.
他可以医治我们的这个心灵上的创伤。
He can reconcile people together who are split apart.
他可以让那些互相之间有互相之间关系不好的可以变好。
In Jesus, there is the great power to heal us.
在耶稣身上，他有大的医治的能力。
And it's wonderful to see how this passage also ends with a kind of a foretaste of paradise.
所以我们看到这段经文有奇妙的作用。
Verse 27, they came to Elim, where there were 12 springs and 70 palm trees, and they camped there near the water.
27节，他们到了伊林，在那里有12股水泉，70棵棕树，他们就在那里的水边安营。
God led Israel to a healing place.
所以神医治了以色列人。
I do not know exactly what that healing place is that God is going to lead you to.
我其实并不清楚这个地方究竟是在何处。
But do you doubt that God is able to provide all your needs?
但是你有没有怀疑神能医治你？
Do you doubt that God loves His church?
你有没有怀疑神喜爱这个教会？
Do you doubt that God is able to provide all that you need in order to be a faithful church of Christ?
你有没有有没有怀疑神有能力让这个教会领导这个教会？
See, just like Israel had this little oasis in the wilderness,
就像这个以色列人在这个旷野之中有这个小小的绿洲。
God provides us with places of healing and places of oasis like a church.
所以对教会来说，神也预备这样的绿洲。
Where we can have fellowship with each other,
我们可以有交通。
Where we can worship God,
我们可以敬拜神。
Where we can hear the gospel,
我们可以听到神的话。
Where we can bring the gospel to the lost,
我们可以把福音带给那些需要的。
And God knows how to lead us into a place of peace and rest.
那神可以带我们到那安息之地。
I want to conclude with Philippians chapter 4 verse 19.
我要用这个腓立比书第四章十九节来结束今天。
Paul writes, and my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus.
我的神必照他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里使你们一切所需要的都充足。
So brothers and sisters, this is the God who heals, and I call you to trust in him.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这是神的医治，我呼求你们都信任他。
Follow him in all your trials.
在所有的试验的时候都要跟随他。
Bring your prayers and petitions to him for all your needs.
当你需要的时候，把你所有的祷告都带在他面前。
And know that he is able to meet all your needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus.
明白神必照着他荣耀的丰富在基督耶稣里，使我们一切所需要的都充足。
God bless you. Amen.
愿神祝福您。 Amen.